The city felt different this morning, knowing I'd be leaving it. Not sad, exactly, but there's a weight to a last day that makes you pay attention to the small things. The way the overcast light softens the edges of the old buildings. The particular sound of the buses. I woke up early, before the alarm, and just lay there listening to the flat hum of the city stirring, thinking about the fact that this is it. My last full day in Cordoba. I packed light as always. A day pack with my water bottle, my notebook, a sweater for later. I decided to skip the bus and walk. Walking is the best way to say goodbye to a place. I started in Nueva Cordoba, past the student flats with their balconies full of plants, and headed down toward the center. The air was cool, around 7 degrees when I left, and the overcast sky meant it wouldn't warm up much. Winter here in Cordoba is like that. Damp, gray, but not unpleasant. You just need a good jacket. I stopped for a coffee at Fox. Cafecito, duh, a special it at. It's a small place, the kind where they take the beans seriously. I ordered a cortado and watched the street for a while. A coffee like that will set you back about 4,000 or 5,000 pesos, which is around $5. It's more than you'd pay at a traditional bar, but you're paying for the quality. I sat by the window, letting the cup warm my hands, and tried to take a mental photograph of a scene. The old man reading his newspaper at the next table. The couple arguing softly near the counter. The barista grinding beans with a precision that bordered on ritual. My plan for the day was simple. No big hikes, no museums. I'd done all that over the past week, and I wanted this last day to be about the city itself. The rhythm of it. Walking the streets I'd come to know, revisiting my favorite corners, and taking care of the practical bits of leaving. There's a way to leave a place that isn't chaotic. You slow down. You let the city give you a final impression, and you return the favor by being present in it. I walked through the center, past Plaza San Martin, where the Cabildo and the Cathedral stand their ground against the modern city around them. The plaza was quieter than usual, the wet ground reflecting the gray sky. I thought about how this square has been the heart of Cordoba since 1573, how many different worlds have passed through it. The colonial era, the university movements, the protests, the celebrations. And now me, a traveler with a day pack, on my way north. From there, I wandered into the barrio of Guimes. It's the bohemian quarter, the one they compare to San Telmo in Buenos Aires, with its antique shops and murals. On a weekday morning, it's sleepy. Most of the stalls in the Paseo de las Artes not even setting up until later. I browsed a couple of shops, bought a small ceramic bowl from a woman who told me she'd made it herself. A little thing, something to remember the city by. It cost about 15,000 pesos, maybe $16. Not a bargain, but not extravagant either. It was a fair price for the work that went into it. By midday, I was hungry. There's a place I'd been meaning to get back to, Standard 69. It's not the fanciest spot, but they do a good lomito, the classic Cordoba sandwich with beef, ham, egg, and cheese. A proper one will cost you around 15,000 pesos these days, which is steep, but it's a full meal. It's the kind of thing you eat with your hands, leaning over the table, letting the juices run down your wrist. I sat at the counter and ordered one, and while I waited, I watched the cook work the grill. There's an honesty to that kind of food that I love.
No pretensión.
Just good, local flavor. The lomito was as good as I remembered. I ate slowly, savoring it, knowing it might be a while before I had another. Afterward, I walked it off in Parque Sarmiento. The park was quiet, a few joggers, a man walking his dog, the Eiffel water wheel turning slowly against the gray sky. I sat on a bench for a while, watching the light change, thinking about the weeks I'd spent here. The hikes in the Sierras, the condors at Quebrada del Condorito, the late nights at Penis listening to folk music. It's a good city. It has a pulse. But the day wasn't all nostalgia. I had logistics to finish. My bus to the north, toward the Calchaquí Valleys, was leaving from the terminal tomorrow morning, and I wanted to confirm the time and the platform. I walked over to the bus terminal, which is always a hive of activity, and checked the boards. Everything was in order. I also stopped by a Bancorp branch to withdraw some cash for the journey. The ATMs here can be finicky with foreign cards, so it's always worth having a backup plan, and a local bank is more reliable than a random one on the street. Speaking of money, let's talk about what a day like this costs. It's a real question for anyone planning a trip here. The numbers, and I want to stress these are approximate, they shift with inflation, but the coffee was about 5,000 pesos. The bowl I bought was 15,000. The llamato was another 15,000. The bus I took across town was about 1,250 pesos. So, a comfortable day of wandering and eating might run you somewhere in the range of 40,000 to 50,000 pesos. In dollars, at the current rate, that's around $45 to $55. It's manageable, especially if you're coming from a country with a strong currency. But it's not the dirt cheap destination people sometimes expect. You have to be thoughtful. One thing that surprised me about being here for a longer stretch is how the exchange rate becomes just another part of daily life. You stop calculating every single purchase in dollars. You start thinking in pesos, which feels more local. But then you check the official rate, see it's around 915 pesos to the dollar, and you remember that your frame of reference is different from your friends back home. It's a strange mental shift. You're carrying a budget with you, and every meal, every coffee, every night in a guest house is a negotiation with that invisible number. A mid-range hotel room will cost about 60,000 pesos a night, which is around $65. It's not bad, but it's not a backpacker's budget either. As the afternoon wore on, the overcast sky started to thin. I found myself back in Nueva Córdoba, near the Paseo del Buen Pastor. There was a group of students practicing something in the plaza, maybe a play, their voices carrying in the cool air. I sat on a bench and just watched. This is what I'll remember, I think. Not the big sights, but these in-between moments. The city's daily life happening around me, indifferent to my presence, but welcoming all the same. I checked my phone. There was a message from the owner of the flat I'm staying in, confirming the checkout time for tomorrow. And I got an email about my bus ticket to the north. Everything was falling into place. The journey continues. Tomorrow I'll leave Córdoba behind and head into the Sierras and then down into the Calchaquí valleys, following the route we've been talking about for weeks. It feels like a natural next step, a slow drift toward the Andes. For dinner, I went back to Guimes to a spot called La Vieja Esquina. I wanted something a little more special for my last night. I ordered a steak with a glass of Malbec, which set me back around 20,000 pesos, maybe $22. Not a cheap dinner, but a good one. The wine was local, from Mendoza, and it warmed me from the inside. The restaurant had a wood-fired grill near the entrance, and the whole place smelled of smoke and garlic. I ate slowly, prolonging the moment. The waiter, an older man with a kind face, asked where I was headed next. When I told him, he nodded and said, "The north is beautiful, but you'll miss Córdoba." And he was right. I already do. I walked home through the dark streets, the air crisp and cold. The city at night has a different personality. Quieter, more intimate. I passed a small peña, a bar where folk musicians were playing, and the sound of a guitar and a voice drifted out into the street. I stopped for a moment to listen. It was a song about the mountains, about the north, about leaving. It felt fitting. I didn't go in. I wanted to keep that moment outside, framed by the cold air and the music. Back at the flat, I repacked my bag, setting aside the clothes I'd wear for the bus ride. The ceramic bowl is wrapped carefully in a sweater, tucked in the middle of my pack. I checked my eSIM data, made sure my travel insurance details were saved on my phone, and double-checked the bus ticket. All the practical stuff handled. I'm ready. Tomorrow, a new chapter. But tonight, I'm letting myself feel the goodbye. The night is quiet now. I can hear the occasional car passing on the street below, the distant sound of a dog barking. I'm sitting by the window, looking out at the lights of the city, and I'm thinking about how a place becomes a part of you. Even a place you're only passing through. Córdoba has been good to me. It's given me clarity, good food, and a sense that I'm exactly where I need to be on this long, slow journey. Everything I've talked about, from the coffee spot to the bus terminal and where to sort out your own journey north, is in the episode notes. Buen camino, wherever you're headed.
Hasta la próxima.